Snyder with Class Notes for Broadway Radio. I'm here with Claire O'Malley, starring in Philadelphia, Here I Come at the Irish Repertory Theatre. Hello.
Hi, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us today. Let's take ourselves to 1962. The play is set at that time. It's a bittersweet comedy revolving around a young Gar O'Donnell on the eve of his departure from Ireland to America. So, Claire, how does your role of Katie Dugan fit into Gar O'Donnell's story?
So I play Gar's girlfriend in Ballybeg, which is the town that the play is set. It's a fictional town in Donegal, the north of Ireland. And I play Gar's girlfriend and almost fiance in the play. So Katie represents like lost love and longing and all the things that he wanted to say that doesn't say. She's just one of several really important characters that you meet throughout the story. And I like Gar is definitely not a talker, as a lot of Irish men are not. And so the play is a big about miscommunication. And it, at the heart of it is a story of miscommunication and longing and a father-son story that would just, it's a comedy, but it would also break your heart.
Sure. And the play is directed by Kieran O'Reilly. And have you two worked together before?
We have. So Kieran O'Reilly actually gave me my first job in New York as Lily in The Dead 1904, a James Joyce play. And we did immersive production of it that was very successful at the American Historical Society. We did a co-production between them and the Irish Rep. And that was my first introduction to working at the Rep. And then since then, I've worked there a bunch. But Kieran directed me in The Dead, and it's just brilliant to see him now also take to the stage. He's directing and he's also in it as the father, Screwballs. And he's just wonderful, absolutely incredible. So to get to see him in his element acting as well is really cool.
And for you as an actor in a play that the director is also performing in, you find that you have to wear a few different hats in relating to him.
Not at all. It's interesting. A lot of people have asked that question, and I've had to, it takes me off guard every time because he's doing it very seamlessly. I mean, first of all, Kieran, as a director on his own, creates a room that's just very comfortable and playful. So everyone already feels collaborative and kind of an equal playing field. So that's really nice. And then just as an actor, his specific role, the father, is quite removed from all the other scenes. They come in like little vignettes. So he's actually able nightly when he walks off stage to view the scenes and to take a look at it. So we don't actually interact at all on the stage, just off.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about Brian Friel, who, of course, wrote the play. And in celebrating Irish Rep's 35th season with the Friel Project, how does it feel for you to be a part of his legacy in this way?
Oh, it's hugely important to me. I mean, Brian Friel is a playwright that I have always loved. I did his play Winners and Losers. I was part of the Winners portion of it. It's a two-act piece about two different relationships, one at the blossoming of love and one at the end. And I did that just as I had graduated from university. And it stuck with me. And I actually learned a lot from acting in his plays. He's such a gorgeous playwright that it's just a great challenge for an actor, because a lot of people just have to get out of the way and you have to, he's a gem to work on his plays. So it's a real treat for any actor to get to work on Friel.
So for you as an actor, having worked in one of his plays just out of university and then perhaps other times throughout your career, and now, what are the differences, or what have you learned about his language or how he develops character or tells stories?
That's a great question. Oof, I mean, we would have a whole separate podcast for that. The language is beautiful and it's extremely colored, but there's also, which is surprising for an Irish playwright, a lot of subtext underneath. So, for instance, I've done a lot of Sean O'Casey, I've done Joyce, I've done Yeats, and they're all about the language, almost like you would approach it like you're touching Shakespeare in a fun way, you know, like it's really language. And Friel's plays are surprisingly full of language, but there's so much going on underneath it. And you cannot act in the play without addressing what's going on underneath it. And that's what makes it really exciting for an actor, because you have to balance the language with the subtext. And it's free, it what the result is so rich for both the audience and the actor. I mean, it's very fulfilling experience. So yeah, like I said, it's luxury to be working on his plays.
Are there plays of his that you've performed in that you would like to do again in a different role?
Ooh, yes, this one. I would love to play Madge. Terry Donnelly, who I believe you've spoken with before, Terry plays Madge, which is Gar's caretaker and kind of mother in a way. It is a brilliant role, and Terry Donnelly gives it like everything it needs and more, and it's heartbreaking. So I would love to go back to it at some point and do Madge. I would also love to direct some Friel at some point in my life. Yeah, I just think it's a rich landscape which to create on top of.
Oh, well, now that that's all out there in the universe, I hope that happens for you. And you were born and raised in Dublin, and you got your BFA in theater at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. How did that come about?
Well, my auntie Mary lives in South Philadelphia, and my grandparents also live part the year in Philadelphia and part the year in Dublin. So my granddad, he just passed away actually towards the end of the pandemic. He was a poet, and I lived with them going to university. So I actually lived with my granddad, and my granny during my time at the university. So it kind of makes sense. I always wanted to study in America because, it's the land of Broadway, and there's just so much opportunity here, creatively. So my eyes were always set towards America, and then I landed in Philadelphia because of my family there, and the University of the Arts was a wonderful place to study. I loved it.
Oh, it sounds really wonderful. And how fantastic for them that they had you there when you were a college student. It's
Oh, rich.
very special.
Yeah, it was special for me too. I mean, Granddad and I would like read Auden and Eliot together over coffee. I mean, he snubbed his nose up a little bit at the theater, which I think is very funny because it's a poet. But no, it was a lovely time, and the university is a great place. The university.
Oh, excellent. You identify as an Irish actor, singer, and songwriter. How does the singer-songwriter in you inform the actor in
Oh, that's another great question.
you?
This songwriting is very new, Lauren. So it only really started to develop since the pandemic. So, a lot of awful, awful things happened in the pandemic. This is the one little glimmer of something that I don't know would it have emerged had the pandemic not happened. The writer in me, I was just pulled towards it because there was no other creative outlet, and I wanted to create. And if I didn't create something, I would, lose my mind. So I started writing, and then I realized how much I also love to sing and I love music. So I started the songwriting. And it's interesting because they're very different. Being an actor you are very much beholden to the playwright and Friel, right? So, but when you're a songwriter, you have full control over what you say, how you say it. So they're very different passions, and I've realized that I find acting more fun when I also have my songwriting on the side as well, because it's nice to also have your own voice. As an actor, we're constantly giving voice to somebody else. We're giving voice to somebody else's voice all the time. And yet we have so much to say ourselves. So it's really healthy, I think, as an actor to also have an outlet where you get to say something.
Yes, that makes so much sense. Let's take a moment for a shameless plug, and you have a new album called The Collector.
Yes, well, so my first single's The Collector. My second single's actually coming out in the next few months called Life Without You. Total shameless plug. And then I have an EP coming out in September of a whole album of new music.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and it's truly like right from my gut. I know everyone says that about their music, but it's true. It's like your soul on a platter being offered up to people to have a listen. But The Collector did very well. And I was surprised at how many also non-theater people really related to it. It's about basically spending a lifetime collecting other people's stories and telling them. But a lot of us in day-to-day life do that anyway, even if we're not acting, we're all sort of acting all the time. And so it did very well. I'm really pleased with it. So thanks for asking about that.
Of course, of course. It's a delight to be talking to you as Irish actor, singer, and songwriter. Thank you. I'm Lauren Clashnider with Claire O'Malley, starring in Philadelphia, Here I Come at the Irish Repertory Theatre.